Hi everyone, this is Cherry. Welcome back to Christ-Centered Change. Today I want to talk a little about Daniel chapter 1. So what's happening here is that the king is basically calling for men who are very skilled, very well rounded in knowledge, and basically he wants top-notch men to be trained for war for 3 years. And you have basically Daniel and his crew who are captives in Babylon. And so the first request that, well, first of all, let's deal with Daniel. The first thing he says is that he didn't want to be called what they wanted to call him. Like, he knew his name, and that would just preach all day long. Like, but that's a tangent, so I won't get on it. So second thing that I noticed was that he did not want to eat the king's basically food. Basically, the king had a plan for them to eat. It was meat and wine. I don't know the specifics about it. I'm just purely studying the Bible, Daniel chapter 1. So it just says meat and wine, that was his plan. And it was basically rationalized for a daily routine. And basically, Daniel requests that he have his own diet. Like, he didn't want to eat that. Calls it detestable food of the king. Basically, very opposed to it. And he basically requests his vegetable and water diet. And the attendant was reluctant. He was scared because he thought that he may be beheaded, because he made basically reference that he's afraid of them becoming thin and pale, only on that diet. But Daniel had favor with the attendant, and ultimately he achieves the diet for him and the people with Daniel. And basically he says, I love this. He says basically in 10 days, he basically gives a test of 10 days. He said, in 10 days, look and see and make your decision based on what you see. And it talks about how the men who on the vegetation diet looked healthier, and younger. That's the implication. So it had me thinking, right? The first takeaway from this is that he knew it would require 10 days for the change to happen. So the first takeaway is like giving something time to see it come to pass. Now for this, it takes 10 days, but what else in our weight loss journey that we can possibly give up on without giving it the time to actually make the change, not seeing through on the process? So that's one of the big takeaways, is that give whatever you're trying time enough to see the results. Don't stop in the middle of the process. Second thing of it is, there is truth in vegetation-only diet. There are benefits. We know it. Vegetarian, vegans have been saying it. And a lot of people also reference Genesis. In the beginning, there was a garden, right? And that was what they ate of. So it's different references people use to point us in the direction of a vegetation-only diet. So I guess the bigger question becomes, why would we use this diet? When would it be used? And should it be a permanent diet or a temporary diet? And I think these are the questions that we have to discern within ourselves. Of course, we all know scriptures concerning eating meat, and that is not prohibited. And we also see the wisdom of eating vegetation only. I'll just give an example of bread and fish that Jesus used. Not vegetation based at all, but his circumstances called for that, right? Which is how I interpret the scripture, that he used what was available to feed the people. So we have to discern what is good and when, and the wisdom. One thing I was really meditating on is that this diet is in the kitchen of someone who's preparing meals for people who are training basically for war. So I started, comparing it and in my mind to military diets. Now, they eat differently than civilians do. So that was a thought I had as well. So can we apply this to circumstantial, or is it just general wisdom? We know that Daniel also says that it made them look younger, right? And Daniel was implying that the king's diet was detestable, saying detestable. So there's a lot of things to consider here. I guess the beautiful thing about the Bible, and also the challenging thing, is knowing where to apply what in our lives, how frequently we should do something, and to know when to stop and to begin something, or to just to make something permanent. And that's something in your life that you have to pray and meditate and discern about, because the vegetation only diet is on the opposite end of the spectrum as keto. And of course, research has shown some health benefits of keto. And of course, there's also health benefits of the vegetarian diet. But in the light of Daniel, this is the food of Daniel, basically vegetables and water. So this is a biblical example of where we see Daniel's wisdom magnified here, and basically it proved itself to be true. So I will continue to meditate on this. I just wanted to reiterate is that the attendant was afraid of them becoming thin and pale, and I think that's the misconception. Of course, he proved it to be a misconception of the vegetarian diet. You won't be as, capable, or that meat makes you better or stronger because of the food you're eating. You'll be able to perform better, where according to this example, it wasn't true. Of course, they didn't become thin and pale. They looked younger and more nourished. So it dispels that myth. So overall, Daniel chapter 1 basically teaches a principle of the vegetation diet. But I think it also, from my standpoint, it teaches an example of simplicity of the earth, of natural products. And for me, just from my takeaway, I believe that we are to incorporate the natural products of earth and vegetation. Of course, y'all know I incorporate meat into my diet, but this is just something that I'll have constant meditation about. If to meditate on any changes that I need to make, what I need to apply to my life and not apply to my life, because some of the biggest dangers in studying the Bible, we may apply something to our life that we don't need at the time. Right, that it may be something else wiser for us at the time, and we may misapply something to our lives, which is why we have to study the Bible in context. So these are just my thoughts concerning Daniel chapter 1. Please study it, pray, meditate about it, so God can show you the direction you need to go to when it comes to vegetation only diets. So pray and study, but there is a truth. There is a significant truth in the vegetation-only diet. Well, thank you so much for listening. And always, find the joy.